Jesse Ventura will be with us till about 18 after into the next segment. We're taking your phone calls right now. Patriot in Wisconsin, you're on the air with Jesse Ventura. On the air with us talking about his new bestseller, Don't Start Revolution Without Me, out in paperback. Go ahead, Patriot.
Hi, guys. You were talking about being ambassador to Cuba, but if we're having relations with countries like Cuba and North Korea or China or Iran, doesn't that sort of legitimize their governments?
Well, what? Their governments don't exist? Well, are you going to pretend that these countries, if be them communists, that somehow they don't exist, so we just ignore them and they'll go away?
Well,
come on, get in the real world. They're communists. That's what we got. You know, there's no thing in poker. Sometimes you got to play the hand you're dealt. Do I support communism? No. But they do exist.
Look, this argument...
You can't shut yourself off from that fact and pretend they don't.
Let me throw some at the caller and then get his take and then yours, Governor. Look, detente always stops wars. It's always good to try to talk to somebody.
Absolutely. Bloodshed should be the last thing.
I mean, take our founding fathers. They talked for 10 years before they declared independence in 1776 against the tyranny of the king. And then you're in the right when you've tried. But Iran, we overthrew Iran in 53. Our government stages terror attacks. That's in the news today. I mean, Iran doesn't deserve to be attacked. And by being mean to Iran, that makes them get more hardline people in power like Ahmadinejad. Comments, caller.
Well, yeah, I understand that. I'm not necessarily talking about going to war, but I'm talking about something like when the communists took over in the Soviet Union, when the communists took over in China. Do you think it's a good idea to have business relationships with them, or shouldn't we sort of try to
we've been doing business with China. We've been doing business with Vietnam. And why wouldn't we do business with Cuba?
Let me tell you what happens.
Remember, it was interesting when I was in China. Do you remember when we blew up their embassy?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. So I asked some people who lived over there, I said, how did the Chinese people take to that when we blew up their embassy? And these people had lived there for 10 or 12 years. They said, well, at first they kind of gave us some steely-eyed stares a little bit initially, but they said within 24 hours, all the Chinese people shrugged off and went, government. You know, we got to remember something. Government thrives on creating hostilities between we, the people.
Look, here's the issue. During the decades of embargoes against Iran, guess the one U.S. company that was allowed to ship in oil field and nuke components? Halliburton. And then Dick Cheney got caught doing it and said, oh, well, it's no big deal. We have a subsidiary in the Caymans doing it. When you put those sanctions on them, it only allows corrupt select groups to sell the goods, and that's what these governments love. Jesse?
I agree. Again, it's and you're not harming, you know, when you put sanctions on and all that, you're only harming the people. Do you think Fidel Castro misses a meal? Do you think somehow our sanctions make his life somehow more demanding? No. All you're doing is hurting the poor people of Cuba in not doing business with them and in not attempting to raise everybody's lifestyle. It's a win-win, and these embargoes are not win-wins at all.
Jesse, we know the truth. You just want to go surfing on those great beaches that supposedly have great waves.
Well, I could do it anyway. All you got to do is sneak in there. It's a shame, though. We live in a free country. Why should I have my passport revoked from me if I decide I want to go to Cuba?
By the way, I saw my four-year-old actually get up on a board this weekend at the Texas coast. But just for a second, she got up on it for a second. It was pretty neat.
Oh, well, next time it'll be 2 seconds, and then it'll be 3 seconds. And before you know it, she'll be riding those waves all the way to shore.
I tell you, surfing's very addictive, isn't it, Jesse?
Yes, it is, and it's very difficult, and people don't realize that it's a life dedication, and I love to say this. If people were that dedicated to a religion, would they call them religious bums?
I'm as brown as a coconut from the beach. I love the beach itself. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Steve Shank. A wise man once said, if a dog ain't biting, dogs don't bite. This means most people don't really believe a disaster will hit them until it does. The ones who truly understand self-reliance are those who have experienced the devastation of a Midwest ice storm, tornadoes, floods, or the Southeast hurricane season. No matter where you live in our great country, fearless independence and safety means water, food, and an evacuation plan. Find eFoodsDirect.com on the internet. They have a 2-month grab-and-go kit that provides more than 3 super meals a day for 2 months. The cost is about $5 a day. Call 800-409-5633. It will be tempting to eat these foods right now, but each one of us needs to keep one in the car and one next to the door just in case. Call 800-409-5633 or look on the web at eFoodsDirect.com.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
You already know that drinking pure, high-alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline ingredients. Using plasma pH drops is one of the best ways to make your water alkaline, to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops per liter of water you drink to raise the pH to the ultimate level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-216-9767. 269-216-9767 today.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I was just talking to Governor Ventura. He might come in studio with us. Marty had him down in Austin once. Great guy. When he's driving down I-35 in his RV in September or October to go down to Mexico. And Jesse, you were telling me you've got a new T-shirt.
Well, that's enough information, Alex. The listeners don't need to know no more than that.
Oh, your new secret.
My new T-shirt that I wear now, it says, I got it down in the Baja. It says, won't work for anything.
won't work for anything.
That's the lifestyle I'm living now. I won't work for anything. There's nothing that I can be offered that would require me to go to work and inspire me to do so. But there's a positive to that. Since I don't want to work anymore, that means I won't be taking up a job from somebody who does.
Okay, I've got two more questions for you. We're going to take calls for the 10 or so minutes we have left with you.
Okay.
Governor Ventura, we appreciate all the time.
Make them easy so I can get to the callers.
Okay, well, this is a heavy question, and I was sitting there at the beach with my family this weekend thinking about this interview, and I wrote these notes. What makes Jesse Ventura tick? But more than that, I was sitting there with the sun setting, with the moon up, watching the Texas coastline, and, I was sitting there thinking, what is this planet? What is the sun, the moon? We're in the middle of the galaxy and the universe, and we're these weird creatures, and we have children, and our lives are so short.
And we're nothing but parasites.
So I wanted to ask you...
You've got to think about that, Alex. We give nothing back. We only use.
Well, I think that's what every life form does. You'd see life itself as a parasite. So I wanted to ask...
We have no parasite that eats us except ourselves.
Ourselves, the super predator class. So that was my question. What makes Jesse Ventura tick? What do you think you know, the end of the universe is. What is this all about?
I don't know, you know, but I will just say this. I feel very fortunate right now that I live in a place half the year where two really ecological systems meet, and that's the ocean and the desert. And that's a very rare thing to be able to see these two meet and see the results of it. And it's a remarkable life to live and watch it and the pace of it, because even though the pace is very slow, it's constantly changing. No day is ever the same, even though they may appear to be. They're not. And that, you know, and right now, I like the solitude of that life, and I like the life of exploring simple things a little bit. You know, I've been caught up all my whole career in front of crowds and in front of, you know, getting name notoriety and becoming quote-unquote this or that. And at this point in my life, I strive for a much more solitude, quiet existence.
You know, that's what I've discovered.
It's called getting old, Alex.
Well, and more than that, it's just experience. It's that hierarchy of needs. You've gotten fame and fortune and notoriety and you know, been well-known and are more well-known today than ever. And so you don't need it as much. And in my own little small way, I sure wanted to be successful and sure wanted to be the big radio host. And now that people know me everywhere I go, even other countries, and I can't imagine, you know, as much fame as you've got, in a way it's a blessing, but it's also a curse. So I actually constantly wanderlust about, I wish I could go get lost on some forgotten seashore. But then I feel sorry.
Well, the point is, Alex, you just have to do it. When you decide to make the move, which I did after teaching at Harvard, I just felt, you know, the window of opportunity of adventure is closing on me because of Father Time. You know, you always remember that as an athlete, there's one opponent you'll never beat in the end, and that is time, no matter how great we all were and are.
Time, the great avenger.
You know, and so for me, it's a matter of just, you have to make a choice at some point, like I did, and go off on this adventure. And that's what I'm doing right now, and I'm not letting anything get in the way. And when I'm down there, I don't even pay attention to a lot of the things. You know, when I'm down there, I never hear the word terrorism. It's weird. And yet when I come back to this country, not a day goes by that you don't hear that word.
Well, that's clearly being used to control us.
Well, it's also creates a lifestyle of fear.
Yeah.
And the life that I lead, believe it or not, down deep in Mexico is a lifestyle of total unfear. You know, and there really is the only fear is that you might get hit by a hurricane.
What do the locals think while coming stomping out of the dunes is Jesse Ventura?
They don't know me from anyone. I'm just a big gringo that can't speak good Spanish. You know, that's all they know out of me because, you know, I don't dress, you know, in any provocative way when I'm down there. I wear old blue jeans and T-shirts, and I'm barefoot as much as I possibly could be. And so I gain that freedom down there. Even when I go to town, there's no one there in town that ever recognizes me. I guess they don't watch Larry King and that stuff down there, so...
But you're a character anywhere. I mean, you would draw attention anywhere. Just
not really. Only because of the physical presence. And many, many times I'm told, even by tourists that I run into down there, is that they don't recognize me till I speak. So if I keep my big mouth shut, I can tend to stay anonymous a little bit.
You know what it is? I think the image of you with the shaved head and the mustache is the more iconic one from the governor. And it's probably the long hair.
It might be. Wait till I go back to the dreadlocks and the beard again. I rode my motorcycle that whole summer and was never once recognized on it all through Minnesota, where I'd been governor a mere couple years before.
Sounds good to me. Let's talk.
In fact, the only thing they were doing were people were locking their doors at the stoplights because they thought I looked so sinister.
Well, hey, you are a member of one of the more tough guy, sinister biking clubs, aren't you?
Well, I used to be years and years ago. You know, I left in 1975. I was part of the Black and White, which is the Mongols. And we carry a bit of a reputation, you know. But that was just another life that I decided when I came out of the Navy to try it out for a while.
Another adventure.
Adventure, absolutely. What's life without adventures, you know? I don't want to, Alex, get to 75 and say woulda, coulda, shoulda.
I agree with you, absolutely. That's
you know,
you've
got to live life and go out there and experience things.
We're going to jam a few more calls in quickly, Colin.
Absolutely.
Mark in Oregon, go ahead. You're on the air with Jesse Ventura. Go ahead.
Yeah, hello, Alex. Hello, Governor Ventura.
Hi, Mark.
Governor, I have respect for you, and please don't think I don't. But, you know, I've been listening to this advertisement for the Obama deception film that Alex has made for some months now because Alex plays it regularly.
Okay, but listen, caller. I'm going to put you on hold because it's about another film, and I don't want to get off into other stuff right now. You know, here on the air, I want to just hurry through these calls.
Okay,
Mark. Mark,
I don't know the film, so I don't know.
Let's go to Mark in Pennsylvania. Mark in Pennsylvania, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, Mark.
Hello. I'm very honored to be part of the show today. Thank you very much, Mr. Ventura, for being a patriot and for being a guardian of the principles and ideas that this country was founded upon.
Well, I just like my freedom. You know, I like to do what I like to do and be uninhibited doing it.
Well, I have a couple of comments and then a question. I saw the interview that you had on that girl show during the daytime. I would encourage you to challenge these commentators, these people, these hosts of these shows that put their money where their mouth is. You know, it's just as point blank as that. Just, you know.
Yeah, you've got these little soft ninnies who've never lived anything, and they're saying torture people. It's so decadent and evil, Jesse.
Well, you got to remember too, though, you can't go on the shows and be a bull moose and a bull in the china shop, or you'll never get invited back either. You know, you can take a firm stand, but you've got to be cordial. You've got to play the game a little bit because you can't just go in there. The only person I do that with is Hannity.
Okay, got to jump. Thank you, Mark. Solomon in Brazil. Quick question or comment?
Good afternoon. Greetings, Brother Jones. I just want to let you know also that we internationally, we pay for the phone call. So I was waiting for you patiently because I really like to interact with Brother Ventura. Thank you very much, Brother Ventura, for your courage to speak out about some topics that no other retired military has spoken before. I would like to make a comment and a short question to you. You, as I, are familiar with the expression, once a Marine, always a Marine, that is almost the same like once a military, always a military. Over here, like in other places around the world with dictatorship, they say that the difference between a civilian and a military is that a civilian almost ever can be militarized, while a military almost never can be civilized. My question is, how can I trust a former military will embrace their brothers and sisters in civilian life once retired?
I got a question. I got to let you go because we only got a minute left with Governor Ventura.
How can you trust someone who is in the military?
What about George Washington?
Well, I believe you can trust someone who is in the military just by talking to them and realize that they served in the military to protect the freedoms that we hold true and that, you know, I remember during the war in Vietnam, I was asked at one point they were going to march on the base, and I refused. I told them I won't go out there and beat up Americans. That's ridiculous. I will not do that. That's a First Amendment right. They have the right to protest.
Oh, really? They asked you to go beat up people when you were in the military?
No, they didn't ask me to beat them up. They just had me. They wanted me to stand watch, and if these people pushed forward, well, what else would we be able to do?
And
I didn't
want
to be in that position because I thought I didn't join the military to beat on Americans.
Well, absolutely. And I think
and what they did, how they covered, I didn't have duty that day. So see how smart I was? I got out of duty and could go to the beach.
Well, no, that's what it comes down
to. My madness always, Alex.
Well, you know, the military kills people and breaks things. They don't police their own people. Isn't that the very definition of a police state?
Yeah, exactly. You know, our military should not be, and so just because you served in the military does not mean that you can't be trusted as a civilian because you chose to get out of the military. I chose to after 6 years and certainly embraced being a civilian again.
Governor Ventura, let me say bye to you during the break. That's it for the interview, but maybe in the next few months we can have you back on with news about the TV programs.
Okay, hopefully.
Absolutely. Okay, stay right there, sir. I want to say bye to you during the break. We'll come back, take folks' calls, break into the new cybersecurity news, cover all of that. Very, very serious. Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com are our websites. His new book is in paperback. Don't Start the Revolution Without Me. Jesse Ventura.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for survivalseedbank.com.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
If being prepared doesn't apply to you, disregard the next minute. We're way beyond a question of if and when is upon us. When you can't safely touch anything and a cough or sneeze can shut down your school or business, how would you or could you disinfect a school bus, office, locker room, place of worship, or your entire home and do it in just minutes? Go to hazarid.com and see the 8-minute video that is guaranteed to show how our unique application process can do really big jobs that you never could do before. H-A-Z-A-R-I-D. Total protection kits kill viruses, bacteria, mold, and much more. And they do it for less cost than what you're currently using. Don't risk facing shipping bottlenecks and possible shortages. Act now to assure prompt delivery and to receive our 2-for-1 double product special. You can't buy Hazarid in stores. Order online at hazarid.com or call 800-675-0323. That's 800-675-0323.
Look, I know I was going quickly through your calls. That was because I wanted to get as many in as I could for Jesse Ventura. Look, I have sent him articles, I've sent him films, and I have seen him wake up and then talk about those things on the news. And he's an influential guy because the media has him on a lot. They find him interesting. The public finds him interesting. Multiple generations like him. And so we are slowly educating him. And he came out for 9/11 Truth on my show when I called to set him up for the show, he said, I'm going to come on your show. I remember you giving me those videos in Austin, and I've seen some more, and I'm going to come on your show and break that I think they blew the towers up. And you heard Ventura on this show break that. Just like Willie Nelson and Jesse Ventura and Rick Linkletter and so many others have come on here, and it's gotten news every time. That was in the Associated Press, National News, you name it, when Willie Nelson came out. And then it makes it kosher for other people to say, oh, 9/11 is an inside job. But I disagree with Ventura on quite a few issues, but I think overall he's a good guy. Plus, I know him in person. And it doesn't matter. Look, I want to go over cybersecurity in detail at the end of the show and integrate it in with all this other news and the thing that happened with General Motors going bankrupt and the dollar plunging. It's just getting too insane. But let's go to Mark in Oregon, who had a lengthy question. I think he was talking about my film versus Ventura. So let's go back to Mark. Mark, go ahead.
Yeah, Alex, I was just going to say that, you know, I've been listening to the Obama deception clip so many times, and of course Jesse Ventura has a very strong presence even in an audio sense, and he says that Obama has been fudging since day one of the election up to the presidency, and I assume that he includes the presidency as fudging. But I see it as, if not disingenuous, just highly ironic and contradictory that he says he wants to give Obama a year to see how he's going to do when he must have seen the Obama deception by now. He may be trying to protect his own life and his own family, and I respect that. But people who have a public voice and who have fame, if they don't step out in front of the microphone at this point and expose the evil tyranny which is about to engulf us all, Alex, which is what the InfoWar is all about, is to try to expose this tyranny that they want to put on us, and they're so close to it, and I know that because I follow you very closely, and you have all of the accurate information which proves that and shows that so clearly.
No, I hear you, and I figured that it was a long point. That's why I held you over, and I appreciate your call. I mean, what do I say to that? Ventura came out and said he's already fudging about the war. He's fudging about all these things, and then now he realizes Obama's popular. And that I've talked to him privately, too. He doesn't want to be premature in really going after Obama, but I'm sure you're going to see him criticize. I mean, you heard him say the Democrats are all bad, too. Don't vote for any of them. I didn't vote for any of them. I just think that, I heard him on Fox say, I hate Bush so much that anything's better. But see, that's a lie. Bush was obviously arrogant, obviously bad, obviously corrupt. He wasn't a good salesman like Obama, who's slick and charismatic. He's much more dangerous. You know, we had a caller before Ventura came on who I didn't really comment back to because I knew they'd just gotten Ventura on right when I went to his call. Ventura was on a little bit earlier than he was supposed to be, which is fine. We just had more time with him. The caller's like, I think you're secretly a right winger and you really like George Bush, and that's why you criticize Obama and not George Bush. And that's just asinine. I mean, I went on air when George Bush had a 90%+ approval rating, 94, largest in U.S. history. And I said, the people controlling him staged the 9/11 attacks. When no other host was saying that or doing that. And I was attacked on this network by other talk show hosts. And I had people, George Humphrey's really nice TV producer, nice lady, got in my face and cussed at me. The night after 9/11, my show was on after theirs, and she was there, and she got in my face and cussed me out. And a couple of years later was running George's show and never apologized when he was doing 9/11 Truth. You know, I mean, I've got to be there first, folks. I'm always there saying the hard things that need to be said, and I detest George Bush and his handlers, Dick Cheney and Karl Rove. And it's wrong and mentally ill when all those fake mainline right-wingers were calling me a hardcore communist and a Taliban sympathizer, and I was secretly trained in Taliban camps and all this made-up crap. To then, when Obama comes out and I say, my gosh, this guy is the worst thing that we've ever seen because he is slick, and they go, oh, you're just a right-winger. You know, you're so desperate to hold on to your left-right paradigm that you've got to put me in it and make me part of it. Just look, hate me, love me, whatever. Just don't put me in that. Don't tell me what I think and what I believe and who I am. All right, stay with us. Key Transmission coming up.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
There's a guy named MZ in Santa Cruz, California, who owns one of our affiliate radio stations. He got laid off from a job he loved many years ago. He was devastated, but it taught him a lesson very early in life, that even when you do a great job for someone and your boss tells you how much he appreciates you every day, there is no job security. You are always in danger of losing your job, unless you take charge of your livelihood and own your own business. Since you are the boss, nobody can fire you. So MZ has been his own boss for over 37 years, and he is passionate about turning other people on to the joys and benefits of working for themselves and not for others. MZ wants to tell you about a low-cost home business opportunity involving the marketing of healthful dark chocolate that can help people lose weight and set you up with an impressive compounding monthly income. Visit chocolate.ownmyself.com and check out the opportunity. That's chocolate.ownmyself.com. It takes very little money, and if you're interested, MZ wants to talk to you. Remember, chocolate.ownmyself.com.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
We are surrounded by harmful indoor air that can easily deliver many harmful toxins straight into our bodies. Take a deep breath. Can you actually feel the airborne influenza, viruses, mold, bacteria, and dangerous ozone entering your lungs? Have a glass of water. Can you taste the harmful chlorine, fluoride, lead, pharmaceutical drugs, and numerous other chemicals? Of course you can't. The air that you breathe and the water you drink should help maintain good health, not take away from it. AirandAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these toxins. AirandAqua.com carries whole house air and water purification systems, air conditioners, shower head filters, water testing kits, atmospheric water generators, humidifiers, dehumidifiers, and much more. To learn more and see the products that will change the way you look at our air and water, please visit airandaqua.com. That's airandaqua.com. Purify your life today.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones, only on the GCN Radio Network.
The French news agency had a headline we linked to up on PrisonPlanet.com Sunday that told it like it is. Cybersecurity, the new direction of the Pentagon. They're saying everything is cyber, everything is internet, everything is computer, everything is hacking computers, everything is loading viruses onto printers that they gave the Iraqis in the months before the invasion in 1990. This is the control grid. This is the master control system. And I filled up almost an entire booklet this weekend of ideas and points I wanted to make about this. And then I tend to get off into other news and start taking calls and having guests on and not getting to all this properly, because I don't want to just cover a piece of it. I want to cover every piece of it that I see and then every pre-programmed response. Like earlier, I've tried to get into this twice today and then run out of time. And I just get up to the point of, yes, they're announcing this is the power to shut the internet off. Yes, they're saying they're going to filter. Yes, they're saying they're going to restrict. You know, just so when I talk about this and people are listening or watching at PrisonPlanet.tv or a year from now watching this, you know, when it's got a million views on the Internet somewhere, if we still have the web, that I can counter. That's why I'm successful. I can counter every preconditioned piece of disinfo they have if I take the time out to do it. Because I know the first thing when I get up here on air and say they're openly announcing they want to be able to shut the Internet down. They're not shutting it down. That's impossible. They are saying they want the power to be able to shut it down, that they're going to tax it and regulate it and track everything you do and make you have subdomains on other people's sites and get rid of the free Internet as we know it. And, yes, if they take over all the major hubs, yes, they can do it. And then I can get into all the evidence. But there's just so much denial. I mean, I had people up until last week denying GM was going to go bankrupt when I told you 2.5 years ago it was. I think I need to hire just an employee to go through all our videos and articles and shows just to toot our horn, because that's what matters. That is effective. Here's Lindsey Williams, and he got it from a separate source, former head of an oil company, going around saying 9-10 months ago that oil for at least the next 6 to 8 months was going to drop below $50 a barrel when it was at $149 a barrel. That sounded insane. It happened. And then a listener pointed out, hey, Paul Watson wrote a Bilderberg Group article. Jim Tucker said his Bilderberg sources said they were going to cut the price of oil by at least half. That sounded crazy in 2008 in June, a year ago. Just a year ago, it was $149 a barrel. It sounded insane. And it turns out we're the source of all that, the source of the revelations, PrisonPlanet.com, with that exclusive with Jim Tucker, and we don't even know we predicted it. Like everything else. I mean, we know their exact plan. That's why they're attacking me everywhere and going after me with asinine attacks in mainstream media and alternative and everywhere else, because they know we've hit on what's accurate. And it takes me realizing just how important the issues are I'm talking about. Well, you call Rob Doohan here. I want to ask who's on the show tomorrow, because I know I told him a bunch of guests I want on, and I may just cancel some of them. Will you call Doohan here? I want to decide right now, because I may just do 4 hours with no calls, no guests, no nothing, to go over all my notes and things I want to cover. Because it's I'm not whining, but it is. It's psychologically and intellectually exhausting to now is it lunch? Yeah, will you just Deuce, gone? Will you go look at tomorrow's schedule and just tell me who's on tomorrow? Thanks. Because I don't want to make an announcement that I'm going to do a whole show on one thing tomorrow and then not do it. Or then some new horrid thing will happen tomorrow. Let me just do this as simply as I can. I'll do a simple synopsis tomorrow. I printed a bunch of articles up to back all this up, and then we'll detail it all tomorrow, at least 1 hour of the show, plus the economy and the bankers and killing the dollar openly. I mean, it's all happening. They're openly raping us. Come on in, Douglas. Rivero and Tarpley, those are good guests. I'm not going to cancel them. What times are they on? Rivero will be at noon. Why is he on at 12:15? He's supposed to be on at 12. Oh, c'est la vie. It doesn't matter. Okay, whatever. I'll do it in the first hour then. But I'm going to do it right now, too, an abbreviated version. After I tell you about who makes this radio show possible, number one, we're going to have the Money Bomb June 11th. A listener started the first Money Bomb, Eric Nordstrom. It was listeners' ideas, and the extra $250,000 that was raised helped us move into a 7,800-and-something square-foot building, helped us set up this PrisonPlanet.tv system that you're seeing right now, and took us to that level. If we could raise another $250,000, I could hire a couple more video people and get the space next to us and do the TV thing properly. If not, I'll do it on the cheaps. But we have had something like $30,000 pledged so far, or actually given. You can enter your email there to pledge. You can stay in contact with us. It's InfoWarsMoneyBomb.com, InfoWarsMoneyBomb.com, or you can link through on the big banners at InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. And we just asked folks on June 11th to donate, whether it's $5 or $1,000, and the 100% of the Money Bomb money will go towards buying new equipment and personnel and what we need to do here. And believe me, I almost don't want to take on more responsibilities, but other people aren't doing it, so we've got to go to the next level and do it. And I've been trying to put more things out, like the new Aaron Russo video that's now out at PrisonPlanet.tv and ships on DVD in 2 days, June 3rd. Order that at InfoWars.com. We're putting out the monthly best of with the InfoWars arsenal. I mean, we're trying to make more films, trying to make 3 or 4 films a year instead of 2 films a year. I'm trying to do everything I can do as best I can because I know we're reaching people. I went down and got a little cabin in Port Aransas for 3 days with my wife and children, and I rented one of those golf carts with a little lawnmower engine in it to putt around at 10 miles an hour on the beach, and the beach was totally packed, just cars end to end. And I would drive with my children, and every fifth vehicle, they'd go, Alex Jones, Alex Jones, as I rode down the beach, and my wife was like, this is incredible. And then 3 places we went to eat. The waiter and the manager and the hostess were all fans. One place called Pelican Landing yesterday as we're leaving town eating lunch to drive back to Austin. I'm like, my God, everybody's awake down here. There were people down there visiting from New England who were listeners. There were, and I'd be riding down the beach and black people be waving, Alex Jones, hi, we're big fans. People with mohawks, hey, Alex Jones, we're big fans. And I was just like, my God, I'm just little Alex Jones. And I'm down here at Port Aransas at the start of the big beach season. Absolute heaven, baking sun. I mean, I swim around in the ocean all day. The water, I could say I visited the Caribbean this weekend. But I didn't. I visited the Gulf of Mexico. I've never seen the Gulf this clear. I swam out 500 yards or so onto the jetty. Because I get there at the jetty to crabfish, and there's scuba divers everywhere going, I'm seeing Spanish mackerel and sergeant fish and sharks, and people were catching sharks. And I went to the store, bought a cheap mask and snorkel. There were jellyfish. I didn't care. You couldn't keep me out of clear water. I jumped in that and skin dived for hours, the jetty. It was absolute heaven. Been going to that jetty since I was a little kid, and it's not dirty water. It's just sandy and churning. And it was amazing. To dive the Port Aransas jetty was a real treat. Plus, it's like an action adventure thing. You got jellyfish all around you, and you're dodging them, the big stinging kind. People call me crazy, but it was fun because they all had wetsuits on, thought I was nuts. I saw Spanish mackerel, big old crabs walking across the bottom because it's a different type of beach to skin dive than the Caribbean. You go to the Caribbean and you snorkel and stuff. See, I'm already digressing. Folks, I don't want to cover the cybersecurity. I don't want to have my head hurt. I mean, it's so bad, the total takeover of society. They're openly announcing the end of free speech everywhere, and I got my own listeners emailing me saying it's impossible to shut the web down. They shut down 5 or 6 of the peer-to-peer systems. It's over. China, you can't get most Patriot websites in China. You can't get my websites off government wireless systems in England. I mean, of course they can censor the internet. Yahoo and Google do it for China and other countries all over the world. Australia is announcing they're shutting down free speech. In fact, for those who don't believe it, search engine and put on screen, Australia to implement Chinese-style internet censorship. Australia Chinese-style net censorship. And you will see them announcing it, the government saying that, and saying censorship is good of the internet. This is the type of stuff we have going on. So I'm going to get into that in a moment. First off, mysolarbackup.com. Be sure and check them out. A lot of things can cut off your electrical power. Hurricanes, snow, ice storms. Listeners should move towards getting off the grid, and here's a good way to do just that. A solar power generator is now available from our long-term sponsor, Solutions from Science. It's designed to provide 800 watts of power on demand in the event of any disaster or outage. You get an emergency power backup kit, which consists of the Power Source 1800 power plant and high-efficiency solar panel designed to provide endless electricity. That's right, it generates free electricity. Remember, too, that gas generators need gas. But in a blackout, gas pumps can't pump gas because they run on electricity. The solar generator is like having a silent power plant hidden in your home. It's perfect emergency power backup for troubled times. The government doesn't own the sun yet, folks, so make your move today. Their website is mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com, or you can always call them toll-free, 877-327-0365, 877-327-0365. And then last but not least, the sponsors that make this radio show possible, Home Gain. I want to tell you a little bit about this great sponsor, HOMEGAIN.com, HomeGain.com. This is the place to get you started buying or selling a home, finding a realtor, or getting any real estate questions answered. Go to HomeGain.com and see what I'm talking about. All you need to do is type in your home address, and you will get a free, that's free estimate, on your home's value. According to realtors and home sellers, becoming more realistic on home prices, go to home.homegain.com and see the Home Gain second and fourth home price survey. This is a new feature called Street View, where you can look at the house at street level and take a virtual tour of the neighborhood you're interested in. You've got to see it for yourself, and again, it's free. There are tons of tools to help you. For instance, if you want to remodel your home, HomeGain.com. Use the Home Sale Maximizer to help you determine whether home improvements can most increase your home's value before you put it on the market. Visit Max Little Orange Gorilla up on Infowars.com or HomeGain.com. I want to thank the sponsors for making the show possible. Okay, tomorrow in the first hour, I will exclusively cover cybersecurity. You know, maybe the answer is, maybe I should come up here tonight, 9 to midnight, with Burmese. Why don't you call Jason in here real quick? I know a lot of stations don't carry that show, though. People want to hear it. Because I could do 5 hours on this, and the show's filled tomorrow, except for the first hour. I got Webster Tarpley. I haven't had him in months. I want to see what he has to say. Everybody's at lunch around here. Well, it is lunchtime, I guess. Well, you know. Oh. Nah, I'll just come in tomorrow and do it. See, I hesitate on all this. Like, I've been doing a lot of thinking about the nature of man, the nature of the universe, the nature of our species, our history, what we are, what we're meant to do. It's mind-blowing revelations of research and of understanding and everything that I've been having. Just amazing. But then I want to articulate it properly. And you know, I'm finishing up a book, The Answer to 1984, 1776, and I've got to lock myself in the office in here this week and next week to finish it. And the book telegraphs a lot of these ideas, but not all of them. And I want to move slowly on air. I want to diagram and blueprint everything and show the interconnections, almost like a college course, so it's done and I can say, there it is. That's how they operate. That's how I understand what they're doing. But simply put, you know the feds want RFID tracker chips in all products, and you know that they listen to all the cell phones and regular phone calls and emails and faxes under federal law, and that's now been admitted. And you know that they're announcing they want cybersecurity to save us from Al-Qaeda and the Russians and the Chinese supposedly attacking the Internet. And then I see all these articles where the Pentagon cybersecurity in San Antonio has meetings and says, oh, we're attacking our own networks to test feasibility, and then we tell the public we've been hit by the Russians as a pretext to get this passed. Just completely immoral, out in the open. I've got all those articles. And I can't even get the public to the point of being able to understand that or admit that because they're too busy emailing me saying it's impossible to shut the web down. Well, here's Mother Jones. Should Obama control the Internet? Should President Obama have the power to shut down domestic Internet traffic during a state of emergency? And that's what 3 months ago the head of cybersecurity that they hired quit and said, this is a government Pentagon takeover of the web to shut it down and to end the freedom on it. I mean, he's on record! This is the guy the White House hired, boldly comes out with courage. I'm surprised he hasn't committed suicide. Tells you it's a police state, and the thumbsuckers are emailing me saying it isn't real. Of course it's real. Just like 2.5 years ago, we read articles where they were planning to shut down General Motors and ship it to China and Brazil. And now it's going to happen in front of your eyes. This isn't a freaking game, people. This is the end of our republic. Senators John Rockefeller and Olympia Snow think so, that the web should be shut down. On Wednesday, they introduced a bill establishing the Office of National Cybersecurity. Here's another one. And this is by federal law stated in the bill. Go read it. We're linked to it. Read it instead of saying it isn't real. Face it. We're not in Kansas anymore. They say that they will go in and even small ISPs will have government switches on them and everything has to be wired through the government equipment. That's the Telecommunications Act of 1996, where it said all phone companies and all telecommunications and all internet have to be wired through our equipment. And they built whole floors or whole buildings next door to every phone company hub publicly with everything wired to the NSA. And I made films 10 years ago telling you that because I had the Telecommunications Act. And then they come out last year, San Francisco control room, everything goes through it. And there's boxes like this all over the country. And they go, well, how did they know? They knew because the engineers knew what they were designing for the NSA to then only have keys to the door. But we knew from the Telecommunications Act, it stated what it was. None of this crap secret. Stay with us.
Hi, this is Peter Kronschnabel with Midas Resources. As you know, government spending is at an all-time high and inflation is on the rise. What are you doing right now to protect yourself financially? As the economy continues to deteriorate due to corporate greed and government intervention, more people will lose their jobs and worse, their life savings. Having your hard-earned money in banks, the stock market, or any other paper asset is a lose-lose deal. You'll lose on your capital investment and you'll lose purchasing power as the dollar continues to devalue. One thing is certain, having physical possession of gold and silver will guarantee that no matter what happens, your investment will never be worthless. If you've been thinking about investing in the physical possession of precious metals, I can help. Call me today, Peter Kronschnabel at 800-686-2237, extension 108, and I will take the time personally to put together a portfolio designed to protect what you've worked so hard for. Call Peter, 800-686-2237, extension 108. You've worked hard your whole life, and I want to work hard for you. Call 800-686-2237, extension 108.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Less than a century ago, half of the American public grew much of their own food. Today, it's been estimated that only 1% of Americans still grow their own food. During the Great Depression, over 18 million people suffered from starvation. And as America continues down its current path, for many, the reality of another depression is a very serious concern. With massive layoffs and unemployment at record levels, growing your own food will help you save money that you'd normally spend at the grocery store. Invest in your family's future by stocking up with your very own supply of seeds available from GetSeeds.net. Each order includes over 14,000 non-GMO, chemical-free seeds that will provide you with food for years. Call 877-394-6657 to get 100 varieties of our heirloom seeds for just $49. Once again, that's GetSeeds.net or call 877-394-6657 to establish your own food supply today.
Pienso que un sueño parecido no volverá más. Y me pintaba las manos y la cara de azul. Y de provisa el viento la vida me llevó. Y me hizo volar
All right, tomorrow I will in full detail cybersecurity framework for total government regulation control of our lives. This is Pentagon-designed, MIT-designed and controlled, NORTHCOM implemented openly. The military openly runs it over everything you do, tracking everywhere, tied in with red light cameras, face scanning cameras, thumb scanning to buy and sell, school lunch programs. This is a total cashless grid, no buying or selling if you're not in good favor with them. This is a global straitjacket, a global control system. And they openly announce it. Has nothing to do with your security. It's another war on liberties and freedom. I want to talk to Paul in Ireland. Paul in Ireland, you're on the air.
Oh, Alex.
Yes, sir.
I have been listening to you for a couple of years. I first heard about you after 9/11. I had been completely taken in by the government story about what happened for the attacks of 9/11. A couple of years later, I heard what you said, and I checked out every piece of evidence. And everything I checked out was true. And then I knew that you were telling the whole truth.
Well, thank you, sir. We try to tell the truth. I'm not perfect, but our track record is we've been pretty darn good at breaking down what's happening.
You know what's happening in Europe now? We're having European elections. And Ireland, they try to force Ireland to accept the Constitution.
Yeah, I mean, you said no last year to being taken over by the EU, so they're back again. The Lisbon Treaty.
That's right. It always happens the same way, that if the people will vote against it, they will try to force the people to vote.
Exactly.
For it.
God bless you from Ireland. Call me back tomorrow. We'll have more time. I wanted to, and I'm sorry to everybody else, we'll get to you tomorrow live, 11 to 3, Central Standard Time. Webster Tarpley and Mike Rivero, always informative. They'll be on the show. I want to get into the collapse of General Motors. By design, we told you 2.5 years ago, Bob Chapman wrote 2.5 years ago, they were going to break it down and move it to China. They're now going to use the bailout money to move it to China and places. The globalists are debasing the currency to the point that Geithner had to go before the Chinese. That's in Reuters today. I'm trying to find my article. Geithner had to go before him and say, look, don't worry, your money's safe in dollars. The whole world is moving away from dollars right now. I wanted to bring Jim Newcomer up. Here it is. Geithner tells China its dollar assets are safe. They still have gold and silver they bought before it exploded, but it's gone up again. Before it goes up again, get involved. I just wanted to give people the number to Midas Resources here at the end of the show. Jim, tell folks the prices on gold and silver right now, the best deals.
On the private gold, we have the $20 Liberties at $16.32.60, the $10 Liberty at $8.18.50. We still have the Lakota Silver Rounds at $21.72. They're $4.34.40 a roll, and that's still a steal. That's a good buy. We're also representing the Walking Liberty half dollars. We have those back at $9.18 apiece. The per roll price is $183.60. The British Sovereign at $285.93, and the French or 20 franc coin at $231.50. That's French, Belgian, or Swiss.
Yeah, that half dollar on silver is the best deal there, in my opinion, and so are those sovereigns and European francs. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. Ladies and gentlemen, get in on the gold and silver now. Don't trust the government and keep all your money in stocks and bonds and paper. You're really asking for it if you do. 800-686-2237. Thank you, Jim Newcomer.
Bye.
All right, and they're there right now. All right, retransmission with Jesse Ventura and a lot more starts now. Stay with us at InfoWars.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.